Meseches Nedarim Perakimo Mishnah Aleph. Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chacham. The Chachamim were matir four types of Nedarim. Nidrei Zeiruzin. Nedarim that are made to prompt somebody into doing something. The Nidrei Havat. Nedarim that are made in an exaggerated way. The Nidrei Shkagot. Nedarim that were made mistakenly. The Nidrei Oitzim. And Nedarim that were made by force. All these Nedarim are not valid. Nidrei Zeiruzin Tesa. What are Nidrei Zeiruzin? Hayam Meicher Chepet. Somebody was selling an item. The Amar Koinem She'eni Toiches Lecha Minasel. And he tells a potential buyer that such and such a thing should be also on him like a korban if he sells this item for less than a seller. The Hala Omer Koinem She'eni Moisiv Lecha Ala Shekel. And the potential buyer says that such and such should be usher on me like a korban if I buy this item for more than a shekel, which is half of a seller. Shnehem Reitzin B'Shloisha Dinr. Both the buyer and the seller were willing to settle for three dinr, which is in between a shekel and a seller, as a shekel is two dinr. In other words, they both didn't really mean what they said. The buyer was willing to pay three dinrim, and the seller was willing to sell for three dinrim. The nedarim were just made as a negotiating tactic, so therefore, since it is obvious to everybody that these nedarim were not meant, therefore, the nedarim is not valid. It is called nidrei zeruzim. They never really meant it, and it is not a neder. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, af haroitza lahadir es chaveiro sheyocho etzlo. Even somebody who wants to get his friend to eat by him, and he therefore tells his friend that his property will be offered to his friend if he doesn't eat by him, that is also called a nidrei zeruzim, as he was just trying to prompt his friend into eating by him. He didn't really mean to offer his nechasim on his friend, so therefore this is also called a nidrei zeruzim, and is not chal. Oimer, ko neder shani oser lidor huvato uvavad sheyehe zachor b'shas hanedar. Now the Gemara explained this part of the Mishnah is a separate thing, which is somebody who wants to cancel all the nedarim he's going to make in the following year, he can stand up on Erev Rosh Hashanah as we do, and he can say any neder that I will make this year should be batal, should be canceled, and it is batal as long as he remembers b'shas hanedar. Now the Gemara says we have to read uvavad shelo yehe zachor b'shas hanedar. That is, that it helps to cancel all the nedarim you're going to make. That's only if at the time you make the neder you did not remember the tnai, that we can assume that if you would have remembered the tnai that you made, that you're canceling the nedarim, you would not have made the neder. So therefore, the neder is not kayam. But if at the time you make the neder you remember that you canceled your nedarim and you make the neder anyway, so obviously you meant for the neder to be chal and to override the cancellation that you made. So therefore, in such a case, your neder would be chal. Meseches Nedarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Nidrei Havai. What are cases of Nidrei Havai? Amar Koinem Im Lo Re'iti Baderech Hazeh Ki Yoytei Mitzrayim. Somebody who said, this should be offered to me like a korban if I did not see on this road a crowd of people equal to the amount of people that went out of Mitzrayim. Or if he said, Im Lo Re'iti Nachash Ki Koras Teisabat. This should be offered on me if I did not see a snake that was square like a beam that is used for pressing olives. Now the Ron explained these two cases represent two different types of nidrei havai. Now the first case is like an exaggerated neder, as this is an expression that people will use when they see a big crowd of people, that these people equal the amount of people that went out of Mitzrayim. So really this is a neder emes, and it's just an expression that he says that there are a lot of people here like the amount of people that went out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's ki'ilu he was mekayim his neder. As opposed to the second case, where he says that he saw a snake that was square, there is no such thing as a square snake. So this neder is not an exaggerated neder. Instead, it's meleshen havai, meleshen shav and sheker. He was just talking stam. He didn't mean at all what he said, since there is no such thing. So therefore, this neder has no validity. Nidrei shkagos. What are cases of nidrei shkagos? Im achalti v'im shasisi v'nizkar she'achal v'shasa. He says such and such a thing should be usher on me if I ate or drank yesterday. And then afterwards you remember that he actually did eat and drink the day before. At the time he made the netter, he had thought that he had not ate or drank. Therefore, this netter is not chal, as this is considered a nidrei shkago, since at the time he made the netter, he did not realize that he ate and drank. Sha'ani oichol v'sha'ani shoysa v'shachach v'ochal v'shachach. Somebody who says such and such a thing should be usher on me if I eat or drink tomorrow. And then when the next day comes around, he eats and drinks without remembering that he made a netter the day before. This netter is also not chal, since at the time the netter was chal, which is at the time he ate or drank, he did not remember that he made a netter. So therefore, it is a netter shogeg. Amar koinem ishti nenesli, shegonva es kisi v'shehikse es b'ni, v'noida shelo hikso v'noida shelo gnavaso. Somebody who said that my property should be usher on my wife like a korban, since she stole my wallet or she hit my son. And then afterwards he finds out that these are false accusations. She never hit his son and she never stole his wallet. This is a netter shogeg, since when he made the netter, he stipulated that he is ushering her because she stole his wallet and she never stole. Right on Eichlin Tain. He sees people from a distance eating his figs, the Amar Hare Aleichem Korban, and he called out to them that these figs are usher on you like a korban. The Nimsu Aviv the Echav, the Hayu Imahen Achir. And as he gets closer, he realizes that among others, his father and brothers are also eating his figs, and of course he did not mean to usher the figs on his father and brother. Beishame Oimrim Hein Mutarin. Beishame said that as far as the Aviv and Echav are concerned, it's considered a nidrei shkago, so therefore they are mutter to eat the figs. But as far as the others are concerned, the netter is chal, and they cannot eat the figs. Beis Hillel oimrin, elu ve'elu mutar. Beis Hillel said they are both mutter, the netter is not chal at all, since as far as the Aviv and Echav is concerned, it is considered a netter shegeg, so the whole netter is basal, as we have a klal, netter to hutter mitzasso, hutter kulo, a netter that becomes partially mutter is considered completely mutter.